You want to talk about a country star who is down to earth and just real as can be? Walker Hayes. Walker Hayes has such a great story. If you don't know much about him, you're going to love the interview at the end of the podcast here. As he's got a brand new song out called Don't Let Her that you're going to love. He plays an abbreviated version of it here in the studio. Obviously, go out, pick up the song, and show your support for this great dude that we absolutely love. Again, stick around to the end of the podcast after the closing jingle. You'll hear the interview and a little clip of his new song, and I'm telling you, you're going to fall in love. Our bud, Walker Hayes, after the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we do the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
That's right. Luca, log it in this Friday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is episode 251. Can you believe that we've actually done that many? Because did last week's, Patrick goes, dude, that's 250. I was like, and we never said anything. So this is episode 251, which is preceded by 250, which is a milestone. Like he said, like only 1% or 1.something% of all podcasts ever get to this many episodes.
How many?
Like just a tiny percentage, like 1% or a percent of a percent. I can't even say percent.
Percent.
But yeah, so we've actually gotten a long way. That's crazy. And remember, it was like we didn't know if we were ever going to do it. Like we wanted to, but we're like,
oh, well, we're so ahead of it. I mean, nobody was doing it. In fact, I remember we had a guy who was against. Remember the guy who
the corporate guy?
Yeah. Now he owned a station, I thought, and he was like, because we were talking about the podcast on the show, and he was like, don't talk about the pod. Don't. What is that?
Yes. Yeah, and he thought it was competition. Yeah. Don't tell people to listen to your podcast, then they won't listen to the radio. It's like, dude.
So you don't understand how people are then.
Yeah, he didn't. And,
I don't even think he's there anymore. I think he sold it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
Hey, how are you? What a crazy. I got a text message last night, just to let everybody know. I get a text message. What time was it? About 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
3 a.m., Big D's like, hey, guys, I might be a little late today. I've been throwing up. And man. I puked twice or whatever at that point. And I texted you back with, oh, good. It's going to be a fun show because I haven't slept. I woke up at 2 a.m. and I haven't been able to go back to bed.
Oh, God.
So I literally, as soon as I got your text, I sent mine and I just willed myself to sleep. I don't know how it happened.
Have you seen that thing? It's a new product and it sits on the table next to your bed. I guess you put it on the floor too. And it shoots a light to the ceiling. So when you're laying down, you're looking up, you see this light, and it kind of goes at a pace, a rhythmic kind of a pattern. And you watch it, and it is supposed to put you to sleep like 80 times faster than 80%.
Like it hypnotizes you almost.
Yeah, yeah.
So does it look like it starts off fast and then goes to slow, or does it go slow to fast, or does it just oscillate like a fan blade?
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I mean, I just know the basic idea of it. It's like, that's pretty smart.
I have an LED light going bad right now in my garage, so it's like blinking. You know how like when an LED light goes bad, it doesn't just burn out; it goes brrr and it blinks like crazy.
Yeah,
I need to hurry up and change it. But I like that it's going. It looks like a strobe light. So when I pull into the garage at night, it looks like there's a rave going on, and like you just had somebody in there with glow sticks. Yeah. I'm like, I kind of like it because it's fun. But I know that if the wrong person is with me, I'm going to cause them to have a seizure. So I need to change it, but I don't want to throw the ball boy. We could bring it here.
Yeah.
We could put it in here, and we could have the strobe light corner.
There you go.
And then people can move like they're in slow-mo.
That'd be the best.
I used to do that. I used to love all that stuff, man. By the way, Carson is heading in here in just a moment. What are you doing for Father's Day? I know we're like a week away, but
I don't know, man. Only thing I want for Father's Day is I kind of go back and forth on it. I want to get a smoker, but I fear that I would use it twice, and then I have this big, you know, thing on my
takes
deck
up a ton of space
that I don't use. But I have a buddy of mine. He has one that is. See, I'm not a big. His is a smoker and a grill in both in one, and it uses those little wood pellets and to smoke, and it's electric. But he also uses that. Also, is his grill, and I was kind of like, I want a flame for my grill. I don't want to have to use electric for my grill. So I'm kind of against that. But I really like the simplicity of the smoker. And his is all in one, and so he uses it all the time. If I had a grill and a smoker, I don't know.
As two different units,
I wouldn't use them. I would use
half,
you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't know.
I've been living in my house since, I think I moved there in 2007, the current house that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found, did I tell you this, how I just found that I have a gas line for my grill? I just found that I have a hookup. I moved a bunch of stuff that had apparently been put in place, like some pots and things like that, like decorative pots that my wife has. And I put these big, giant things there, like way back in the day. So I was cleaning them out, and there's a gas grill hookup right literally 8 feet from where I keep my grill. And I'm like,
is it a good place to put your grill?
Oh, it's a great place to put my grill. I'm like, how did I not know this existed?
I love
I've lived
that.
There I, since 2007, and I have a direct line gas thing from my house.
You'll love it.
Ugh. Game
Never
changer.
Oh,
I have to go get a kit. I have to go get a kit though, because you can't just tie it directly in.
No,
but I'm pretty stoked. Hi, Carson.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even have your microphone on.
Yes, I.
So what happens if you walk in late?
I did.
Somebody's doing work.
Patrick is.
He's on his way to LA.
Yeah,
he's going to Los Angeles for the weekend with Vivica. I think they're staying in separate rooms because anything else would be a sin. But they're going to LA for the weekend, and he's going to be speaking in front of a bunch of awesome people at Compass Media, which is our friends and our almost like our radio family.
We heart them.
And we do. Many, many big hearts. And we have heart eyes for all of them.
Yes.
So he's going to go and speak for that, and then they're just basically going to goof off. And he said, I just want to hang out on the beach, man. So if you happen to find yourself around...
He does?
Yes, that's what he said.
Like the last place
he
want to go.
He told me today, like right before he left the building, he's like, I just want to... Because I was telling him, okay, do this, do that, dude. And he's like, no, I just want to hang out on the beach. And I was like, wow, okay, well...
Fat, hairy guy with a shirt on.
If you're in the Santa Monica area and you happen to see Jerry Garcia walking around, that's Patrick. So be on the lookout for him.
He could make some money.
He could.
He could charge $5.
I said, if you told people that you're Jerry Garcia's son, I would 100% believe
Yeah.
it.
Illegitimate.
I can't believe he's going out there and he's not going to go to Galaxy's Edge.
Why is he not going to Galaxy's Edge?
You tell me. He's sitting on a beach.
What's Galaxy's Edge?
That
the
new Star Wars
thing.
Park.
The thing we talked about with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, right. I kind of dozed in that.
Oh, when we got into Star Wars talk?
Or just the whole Chris Hardwick.
He was a nice guy.
He was. Just we were... talking about dork stuff,
right.
Geek stuff.
What is that? What a shirt are you wearing? Because some guy just wrote, Iron Maiden was my band in the 80s. I love them.
Oh, well, this is actually a Metallica sweatshirt.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But hey, I don't have my Iron Maiden cup with me today.
Hmm.
But sorry about that.
Oh, you must have been just dropping it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I have an extra ticket to see them in 2 months, sir. So if you feel like taking a trip.
I just got a text from my dad.
What'd he say?
He says, hey, I got to give you a praise report. You know, like God answering prayers.
Yeah.
Questions. God answering prayers. And says, because he was in a hospital in Oklahoma. You remember he had pneumonia and he was in Oklahoma City. He had to go there and then back home, went ICU. That was the whole thing. Anyway, his hospital, he goes, I got a notice today that my hospital visit in Oklahoma City was $27,000.
What?
It's all been paid for. Praise the Lord.
Again,
I don't owe one penny. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Who paid that?
That's what I said. I'm like, what? I'm thinking, who would go pay my dad's $27,000 hospital bill?
His insurance?
And I go, how did the bill get paid? And I was like, insurance? And he goes, yeah, insurance. Well, what do you... I'm not taking anything away from Jesus, but I'm saying...
You have insurance, Dad?
I mean, come on, Dad. All right. Well, yeah, praise the Lord.
I mean, sure. I think it's applicable.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, Jesus God provided the insurance for him.
Natural. He provided excellent insurance coverage for him.
Really good coverage for
you,
Dad.
He did.
Yeah. So.
Hey, big shout out to Art. Got to say hi to Art.
I love Art. Like. Oh, the guy Art?
Yeah, Art.
Oh.
And if you look in the background, Art made the guitars that are glowing and stuff here in the studio.
Was he watching and listening or something?
Yeah, he's watching on the Facebook feed.
What up, Art?
Hey.
Art. And,
hey, Art, how are you doing?
A couple things here. Emily is so stoked and ready to go for game night. She said, hey, guys, from Fort Hood, ordered some T-shirts for game night. Hope they get here in time. Love you guys. They should.
You'll have them within 3 days.
They should. Yeah, you'll get them pretty soon.
They ship pretty fast.
Like, we ordered some hats, and we had them we ordered them on Monday, and we had them, like, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's super crazy fast.
We are going to have some limited merch at the game nights.
Are we really?
Yeah. Because
we've never done that before.
Yeah, and, it'll be limited. It won't be, like what you have online, but it'll be some stuff, so... If you don't buy it online, we can get it that
night.
Is
it going to be show-specific stuff? Like, is it going to be merch that is only...
Well, yeah. Well, we'll have a show-specific... We'll have the posters that are done. They're commemorative just for that night. And so we'll have those. And then we'll have some 17 gear shirts for sale. And, like, cheap, like 10 bucks or something like that. I think 20 for both of them.
I just got a message from one guy. He said, where do I get the 17 gear? That's easy. That's Jake. You get it at shop.bigdandbubba.com, and I'll send you the link.
I was going to say, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe we are doing an appearance at Fort Hood on the 22nd.
Oh, during the day?
Did that happen? Before. Were you part of that?
I knew when Patrick was making phone calls. I was actually in there with him.
I know none of this.
While we started the conversation.
Like, do you have any details or do we have anything
you
can say?
Yeah, I mean, last I heard it was going to be at the, what do you call it? The PX?
Like the PX, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was called the PX.
The Exchange.
The Exchange is what he said.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be there. And I think we're there kind of for like an hour or so.
That's great. I'm excited. That'll be awesome.
That'd be neat. And so, that'd be great. I think the tickets for the Tyler are almost completely sold. I haven't looked at them today, but there's only like, for singles, there was like 12 tickets or something like that. Not many. So.
Are there any left over that are together?
I think there were like...
I think I saw maybe three together.
Three pair that were together.
Yeah.
After that.
It wasn't much. It was all singles, really.
I'm taking a look right now for the Tyler Show. Again, the Belton, Fort Hood, Colleen, that is sold out. Oh, wow. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 together. If you have three friends that want to sit together, there is really one chance to do that. Or if you want to go with two couples, there's that. But yeah, wow, there's a handful. Oh, there's a box available still.
Yeah, that box is like $100.
Yeah,
like
but it's $100.
Four,
yeah,
seats four, and you're up on like Abraham Lincoln getting shot.
Exactly.
What a great way to sell it. Yeah.
It's almost the exact same spot. The Abraham Lincoln box is available if you want to go ahead and check that one out. Again, it's four seats for $100 in your own private little box. That's pretty great.
That'd be great if you look up and like up in the box, there's like a guy, like a woman with a really long cigarette. You know, the little... Yeah,
The 1920s.
Yeah, like the old cigarette holder, and they're always really long. I never understood that. Is that someone who doesn't want to touch the cigarette? Back in the day,
those were they just fashionable to show that?
Maybe
you have...
it was fashion, but it also I don't know if they worked this way. I wondered if it was because it wouldn't let your fingers or gloves get stained. because if you smoke that much, your hands smell like smoke, but also it can stain. The nicotine or tobacco will stain your fingers, the inside, or women wearing gloves, it would stain their gloves.
I'm sitting here binging and I can't find anything. Like, what are they for? Like, why did people use those? That's goofy looking.
No.
Like the flappers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. And they're actually just called cigarette holders.
Yeah.
Oh.
They do look fancy, though.
Remember when people smoked cigarettes?
There's a lot of people smoking cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
It's not a lot around my house for some reason. The only thing I ever see are the big e-cig clouds popping out of cars nowadays. That's pretty much all I see.
Yeah,
I see that. But there's
still a lot. Depending on, I think, where you go and what kind of environment you're in. Like, if you go to hear some weird indie dude with his guitar, you know there's going to be just a cloud outside of people smoking.
But that's not cigarettes. That's roll your owns.
Oh, well, no. It's people with... I mean, I've always seen people with just cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't smell weed.
Okay.
Because are we still doing
that? Is that what you mean when you say roll your own?
I'm assuming that's what you meant.
Why do you not want to say weed?
I just said roll your owns. Yeah. I don't know why.
Because I had one of my best friends is British, and she actually rolls her own cigarettes because that's what they do over there because it's way cheaper. And so every time we'd go to a concert and people would see her rolling, you'd immediately get security like, you can't do that here. And she'd hold up her pouch. And I was like, can you not roll them before we get here?
No, because it's much cooler to make a scene.
Is it fresher?
I don't know. She's not that kind of person. I just don't know if it's her habit or because she was so used to being in Britain where everybody did it, she didn't like think to just roll a few and have them.
Is that how they do it in Britain? Nobody actually buys?
Yeah, because that's what she told me was that they all roll their own because it's so much cheaper to do so.
And it's
cheaper
posh.
Here, too.
It's posh. It's cool.
Is it? It's still weird. You're sitting there like, you're setting up this whole little thing on like a table, or in her case you're outdoors somewhere and you're like balancing on your knees.
It's the act of doing it, though. It seems like a lot of work. It is a lot of work, but that's the thing. Anything worth it is a lot of work, and especially if you're trying to show off to people, like, look what I'm doing. I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, so people do that kind of stuff.
I had somebody text in to the show number saying, hey, I love your podcast. How can I listen? I want to watch it and listen to it live. How do I do that?
Really?
Yeah, I was like, if you go to our Facebook page, we're on like literally right now.
And so, I also tweeted out the link a moment ago if you want to do that, at Big D and Bubba on Twitter, BIGDANDBUBBA. And if you do go to Twitter, follow us, please. That way you're always clued in on all the cool stuff going on in the show and the guests and all that kind of stuff. And while we're talking about stuff with social media, when you go to listen to the podcast, wherever you do it, give us the highest rating possible. I know on iTunes or whatever, it's like a five stars. I don't know what every app does, but whatever app you listen on, definitely give us the highest rating possible, because that's how we get heard more. Is by the, you know, the higher rated shows get more exposure. So please, thank you,
Carson. Have you got new shirts in? Have some new stuff you're selling?
No, I just got new stuff that I'm keeping.
When you go out looking for vintage clothes, sometimes you're like, I'll keep that.
Oh yeah, I go to buy stuff for me, and then now I think that sometimes if I've worn it a couple of times and maybe I've seen if it's been in too many pictures. Then that's when I'll post it on the Poshmarks. Like, I went to, I was at my parents' house last weekend. I don't know what, I've been there for a couple weekends. My mom broke her leg, so I'm trying to help out. And that's when she pulled the, you know, you've got some boxes down in the basement. And like, what are you going to say to the woman with the broken leg? Like, nah, mom, I'm not going to bother. So
right.
I trudged down to the basement, and inside I found a Tim McGraw shirt from 96.
A real one?
Yeah.
Oh,
when I went
cool.
to the show, and I guess it's just been sitting there, and I found a shirt from the last episode of Cheers. They made special special shirts that say Cheers Last Call, May 20th, 1993, and my dad worked at NBC. So we got the shirts, and so I still had that sitting there, so now I got my Cheers shirt here. And
so you won't sell that one?
No. That's I'm stoked I still have it, because I've thought about that shirt for a long time. I'm like, I wonder if I just gave that away, and bam, there it was.
I'm stoked you still fit it. I wish I fit stuff from 1996.
Well, because even like as a kid, I posted a picture a couple weeks ago. I went to go see New Kids on the Block, And I was wearing my New Kids sweatshirt that I bought in 1990. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, that still fits. Yeah, because I was always fat. And like when you were a kid, you bought everything extra large anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, so everything's just, you know what I'm like. People from high school are like, oh my gosh, you look exactly the same. Yes, because I was always chubby.
No.
Which is, no, but it's a good thing because, you know, people are like, oh, what happened to her? They're like, oh, she's maintained.
So do you, when people buy stuff off of your Poshmark site, it comes to directly to you, like to your phone, I guess?
And then, yeah,
and then they
email.
Yeah, and then they send you money like PayPal?
It's through Poshmark. They pay Poshmark and then Poshmark pays me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so that way it's all, it's guaranteed for everybody.
And then you just have to mail, I guess, mail it.
Yeah, I do all our shipping. Mm-hmm. I have that little area of my house set up with my printer and my Mylar envelopes and my boxes in case you order something really big. So
when you send it out, do you send it like with a special little handwritten note or do you do anything kind of cool?
Poshmark wants you to do that and I don't. I'm so terrible. I'm like,
what
I don't
do you
know.
Send?
They want you to include a handwritten note that's like, thank you so much for shopping at our Poshmark store. Hugs, kisses, flowers. And I'm just like, I throw it in the bag. Here you go.
Here's your stuff.
Yeah, like you ordered a dress. Here you go. Here's your dress.
What if you had a little card printed up?
Because, I thought about doing that.
Because you do a podcast. And say, hey, thanks for shopping at my store. By the way, if you listen to podcasts, check out my show. It's this, which, by the way, it's called Stop Following Me.
Stop Following Me. Yeah.
And you can find Carson with a, who's your co-host? I always
forget. Oh, Tracy Wild is her name.
And you can listen to Carson and Tracy talk about all kinds of crazy.
All kinds of stuff.
Girl stuff, people stuff, nerd stuff, human stuff.
That's, I didn't even think to do that.
Yeah, and you can grow your
podcast. To like promote myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, we actually had one person leave a negative review because I didn't enclose a personalized note. She was like, and that's the thing, like that's such a chick thing to do. I mean, like not to be like all gender wars, but I mean really like dudes, did you get the package? Was it what you wanted? You're happy, right? And that's usually how I should be, right?
So you got a negative review because
you
didn't write a note.
Yeah, she was like, this isn't my usual Poshmark standard. She didn't even include a note thanking me for buying this.
Standard. What if you did like a form letter? Like, hey, and you leave a blank and then you insert name there and it's you just print it off every time.
Yeah, I thought about just having
and you
like
do that,
yeah,
and it
something
your
kind
podcast
of printed.
Hey Tracy,
I could
thanks
do that.
For shopping and blah 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 blah. Check out my podcast.
Maybe I can do something like that. The other thing is, honestly, that costs money. I know it's minimal, but like I'm paying money to print stuff like, oh my God, thank you for shopping. Thank you for spending $8.
I mean, I love that voice. Yeah, I don't know why.
It's my vocal fry.
Glenda, by the way, says, love Carson's podcast. Carson is the bomb. So
she's so lovely.
Thank you, Glenda.
She's so nice.
I think Glenda's at the doctor's today. Hope you're doing well. Hi, Marianne.
Hey, Marianne.
So yeah, you got to work on that because that's a great way for you to grow it. Because how many items are you moving? You're moving a lot a month. You don't have to give a number, but you're moving a lot of items a month.
Yeah, actually, things have been slow right now, which is, I mean, it's fine.
Really?
It's
well, I was going to say,
It's because I'm not including notes. Maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just a bad seller.
You think?
You could actually put that in your profile or whatever. Now with notes.
Now with note cards. I did have to tell you, Marianne got some serious love. I went to Joey's. About a week ago, and I walked in, they're like, Carson, they're like, that Marianne, she's so nice. She loves you guys so much. So, yeah, so hi, Marianne. They love her.
Well, this has been fun. wonderful podcast. 251 podcasts now.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Can we, before we part, can we have Carson, because I would like to sell out this this Tyler game night before Father's Day. Get this out of the way. So I would like to ask Carson to pull out her QVC stylings and pitch the podcast to the audience and
pitch
really
game night?
Sell it hard. Yeah, I mean, yeah, game night. Pitch game night. Sell it hard because you're so good at that. And by the way, if somebody knows somebody at QVC, please don't steal Carson from us. But if you do, we understand why, because watch how good she is.
So game night, Big D and Bubba's game night. You listen to them on the radio. You love them. They are part of your morning routine. They're part of your family. Well, now you can be a part of theirs in person. Game night in Tyler. And that's coming up in just 2 weeks. That's it. 15 days separates you from Big D and Bubba. And all you need to do, just check out the website. All the information's there, BigDandBubba.com. You know those guys. They're on Facebook, Twitter. You can find all of that information. And there's limited tickets available. And you know these things sell out so fast. And you are going to have FOMO. You are going to miss it. You know what the kids say. They talk about FOMO. Well, YOLO. You only live once. You want to be at Big D and Bubba's game night.
What is FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, FOMO. All right.
You actually had to ask that?
Yeah, I did.
You know what? I'm proud of you for that because it's...
What?
Yeah, because it's dumb.
Of course it's dumb.
Because we keep giving things acronyms.
Yes. Don't think that you're cool because you know that. Anything else, Bubba?
No, I think we're just about done. So, you know, guys, again, we'll hear all about Patrick's adventure this weekend, whenever he gets back, and we'll talk about that on the show and everything like that, as he is representing us to some very important people this weekend.
I just want a picture of him asleep on the beach. I may have to text Vivica and ask her to sneak one.
Well, what if some kid covers him halfway? Like, you know, they cover him like, and all you see is like this mound of sand with some feet poking out and his
and
Jerry Garcia head.
The glasses. You see the glasses.
Like Weekend at Bernie's, that little kid. Okay. Are we done?
We done.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you soon.
That's right. Lock it in this Friday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
When?
Every day. It was the podcast.
Hey, Walker Hayes in the studio with us. What's up, brother? Good to see you, man.
Good to see y'all, too. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. It's always good having you.
How's the family doing?
They're great, man. Kids are getting old, growing up too fast. Yeah. I have a 13-year-old now. She's babysitting in the neighborhood.
Making that money.
Hey, what's her rate? What's her?
Let me tell you something. The other day, I asked Leela.
Pull that microphone closer to you.
I asked Leela. I said, you know, just small talking with her. Say, hey, how much money you got now? You know, kind of picking on her because I was like, you've been working hard.
Yeah.
And she was like, about $1,000. Now, I thought she was going to say 300.
She's got like $1,000. So,
I know. I never, ever, ever at any point before the age of like 18 had $1,000 in my
hand. You know,
hand.
That's awesome, know, though, because that shows that she's not a spender.
Well, dude, she's been working hard. And she, it's funny, like, she tells me that there's a difficult family that she babysits for, and they pay her 10. But she said there's an easy family that she babysits for, and they pay her 15.
Wow.
You know, an hour. So, I mean, she's getting paid really
well.
What does
difficult mean? What's it mean?
More kids.
More
like,
involved?
Like for, more and
work.
Also, maybe the adults are around more often. Like, and it's a little more stressful.
Now, are you the kind of dad who we'll send her off and she'll go babysit and then you go at night and knock on the window to scare her?
No, I haven't done that, but that's a great idea.
No, it's not a great idea.
Yeah,
no, I actually, you know, when my daughter started babysitting, I started vetting the parents. I would go on their Facebook pages and I'd find out all the stuff about them. So, and like there was one who was requesting, because we have like the little neighborhood Facebook page. They're like, hey, your daughter babysits, right? And I went and I looked at their stuff and they were insane people. Like they were crazy posting.
You make her stop,
like, they were posting all kinds of crazy political stuff.
Yeah.
And like they were just nuts. And I went, you know what?
Never mind.
She's busy. Sorry. She's
Yeah. No, my
gotta protect your kids.
I have noticed too with closer neighbors, it's made relationships different. You know, like one time Leela came home and the dude didn't pay her on the spot, you know, and was like, I'll pay tomorrow. And then tomorrow turned into, you know, a week or two. And I was like, you got to handle it, you know, yourself. But I wanted to call him up and be like, yo, pay my kid.
Yeah. Like, it's called the Brute Squad.
Yeah.
You call the Brute Squad.
Yeah.
In.
I am the Brute
Drive
Squad.
Drop up in a black, like Lincoln and get out and be like, I'm going to need my money now. Like, but man.
And they got those Lincolns with the suicide doors, even the new ones now.
Oh, those are sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What is a suicide door?
Suicide doors, like the old John Kennedy Lincoln.
Where they open the other way.
Backwards.
Oh, they open. I got you. So they're making those now?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, pretty
dope.
But
yeah, man, the kids are, They're amazing. My boys are 11, 9, and 7, and they're a pack of wolves, man. They go everywhere together. And then my two young little girls are 5 and 3, and they're just crazy.
Yeah.
Just having a good time, having a good summer.
I don't know where they get it. It's time to stop having babies. All right.
He literally has as many kids as the three of us combined.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's good. Good for you. All right. Walker Hayes with us. Get a new song out. You're going to playing. You keep playing the guitar.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
It's on the way. Next. Hang on. Walker Hayes in the studio. Love Walker.
You.
Good dude. He's a good guy, man. I love your story.
There was a guy, man, I forgot to tell you this. There's a guy at the firehouse that is like a good friend of yours, or at least, you know, this is where I love this game.
I love this game.
This guy who says he knows you.
At the firehouse?
Yeah.
Like firemen?
Yeah, I'm a volunteer firefighter.
Gotcha. Adam Mazzoni.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. He's legit.
He's a real friend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we went to college together. Such a nice guy. Love him. Yeah, I mean, we graduated together.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'm gonna have to send him.
He's not a fake friend.
I'm gonna have to send him up. No, it's funny because as soon as I started saying, we have a mutual acquaintance, and I went, oh, I'm about to bust somebody.
That's the worst.
No. He's a good dude and was a great baseball player.
So this new song that you have out is called "Don't Let Her."
Yes, sir.
This is kind of a real love song to your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it just started with I was in the UK opening for Old Dominion and just missing Lainey and the kids. I felt so far away. All I had to do every day was sing 30 minutes. I had no like meet and greets, no VIPs, no nothing. So
you did the tours thing?
Not really. I'm not that ambitious. I just kind of woke up and strolled around.
You're right. You did need your wife there.
I did. I was just like, what do I do, you know, without my kids and wife? Anyway, one night in Glasgow, Scotland, I just began writing a song, and it basically was just specifics about my wife, basically like her playbook. Like, hey, this is how she takes her coffee. Hey, don't give her this. She hates this.
Yeah.
This is what she watches. And it just turned into this list of specifics. And then I accidentally said, and if she ever misses me, and then I was like, well, what would you want, you know, somebody to do? If something happened to you, what would you want them to do? And you know, if you love somebody, you'd be like, well, don't let them. Like, cheer them up. You know,
are you
going to
tell us
better.
The whole story, or are you going to sing about it?
I'm going to sing it. Here we go. You want to hear it? Come on.
Jeez, Bubba.
Thanks for stopping
me. I'm helping my boy out.
There you go. Walker Hayes and Don't Let Her.
Here we go. She always said if something ever happened to me, she would never fall in love again. What a waste. We always said we'd go together, but if I'm just half of her forever, so this goes out to whoever takes my place. She don't give two cents about money, likes a little coffee in her honey. Let her sleep late as she wants. Home is her favorite restaurant. So don't you dare come home if you hammer. Better watch your mouth and your grammar. She loves babies, hates glitter. You better shave before you kiss her. And if she ever misses me, please don't let her.
Did she cry the first time she heard that?
I mean, she did. I sent her a text with just that chorus, and she wrote back, oh, my God, you know, I'm teary-eyed. This is great. And then a few weeks later, just we went and finished it, and I played her the final version. And, man, the lyric video is just us from 16 to now. So it's like the evolution. You could see my hair change and fun stuff like that. And, man, I honestly can't watch it without getting a little emotional after all we've been through. But yeah, man, it's a special song. She loves it. And a little bit morbid. I mean, I don't want to die.
There's nothing morbid about it. I mean, it's a cool sentiment.
Thanks,
you know?
Man. I appreciate that.
I mean, I don't think there's any one of us who has thought, well, you know, what are they going to do if I'm gone?
Right.
I hope they, you know, find happiness.
Right. And you play that game. I mean, I don't know if y'all have, but Lainey and I always are like, hey, what would you do without me? Because you love the answer. And it's always like, oh, you're so funny and you're cute. Well, I'll never replace you. That's if she's liking me, you know, that day. Mm-hmm. The answer is wonderful.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I don't ask her that when she's mad. because the answer would be terrible. But yeah, man, it's a special song. Tulaney and I, the kids loved it. They're the best barometers. But thanks for letting me play it for you guys.
Thank you. Hey, don't let her. It's available now. You can get it. We'll talk more with Walker Hayes coming up. Walker Hayes in the studio with us. You can check him out, walkerhayes.com. Hey, I was on your website. I have a question. What is Shack Track Box?
Shack Track Box is so when I started, the first music we put out were songs that I was building in this shack on Music Row. It's basically a glorified tool shed that they emptied out and put my computer in. Got You Broke Up With Me out there and stuff. And so I still make these. And they don't have a home, you know, for an album or anything like that. And so my fans, there's a demand for them. And so what we started doing is about every 6 weeks, I put out a subscription box. And in this box is creative merch that pertains to that particular song.
So what do you, like, how so? Like, what's the last one that you?
Last one, we put out a song called One More. And it's basically about me just, the more I get, the more I want. And just how, that's kind of how we all live. And so in there, we gave a foam finger, like a one. We gave an air freshener because there's a section in the song about me trading in my old Accord for an Altima. Uh-huh. And then driving off the lot, and I saw Keith Urban in his Bentley, and I was like, that is what I need. And I was like, dude, I just drove off the lot.
You were so
car.
Happy.
You know, I haven't had power windows ever. And now I'm like, now I need a Bentley. So that's kind of what it's about. But in there's an air freshener that's a one. There were some fake tattoos, you know, that my fans can wear and stuff like that. And then, so yeah, each song is very personal. I write everybody a note. I think we sold 250, and I did 250 notes to those fans, and then a signed lyric.
That is a genius idea, by the way. Dude, the subscription box?
Yeah. It's my team, man. My team helped me because I desired to – I love getting music straight to fans. I enjoy chasing the radio dream and stuff, but I have music, and I really just wanted my fans.
But you can
to
do
have
both.
It.
I mean, you can right. You can do both, and I think the paradigm has changed for music for artists.
Yeah.
So, like in the box, does like a download?
Yeah, you
card
get a thumb like a thumb drive, and on that thumb drive, you get a lot of behind the scenes content that someone collects around me, and then also I usually sit in the shack and just talk for several minutes about why I wrote the song, you know, what each line, like I will dissect it down to the line, you know, why I wrote this. And I'll even give like, hey, the line was this, but I changed it to this because, you know, and I just,
yeah,
I kind of
cool.
walk people through that.
I don't think I know of anyone else who's doing that. I think that's I think you're the
man. It is
first,
so much fun. The next one is, it's a lot about Lainey and I. You know how long, sometimes a single takes a half a year to a year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as an artist, you're like, well, I've been writing.
I've
you know, what
songs.
Do I do with this material that's probably not going to be radio, but my fans would love this.
You could do like baseball cards. And you know how like they would
that
give like
a
piece
idea.
Of a jersey?
Yeah.
You'd be like, here's a piece of the shirt I wore the day we recorded this song. I mean, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, no. And
number each one.
You're right. The first one, this is my favorite item in the box, is the first one, the song was called Pain. And it was about me and my friend Mike working at Costco and how I would hear the radio and be like, dude, it's going to be me one day. And he'd be like, yeah, it is, you know, and root me on. And so we gave every single person who bought a thing a Costco badge with their name on it. And so like fans will show up with their Costco badge and stuff. And
how
it's
cool
awesome.
Is that,
and that shows
man.
That they're like one of the OGs.
Yeah, they're like day one. That's what's neat is that day one. And then what I've noticed is like they meet each other. Like they'll see another person with the band and be like, day one. And, you know, they'll become buddies. And then I'll see them tweeting, you know, each other about it.
If you want to get that Shack Track subscription box, you can. Just go to his website. It's there on the top. Just walkerhayes.com,
yes.
walkerhayes.com. You can also get the new one called Don't Let Her. Dude, it's good to see you again. Thanks
man,
so much.
Thank you all.
Looking great, sounding great,
today.
And you're always uplifting. We appreciate it. It's
thanks,
good to see
man.
You again.